war. Now the question remains, when will Israeli Defense Forces launch their ground assault into Gaza to take on Hamas?
CBS's Tina Kraus. Once, twice, three times, enough Republicans voted against him to keep the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee from becoming Speaker of the House. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk.
It's time for him to step down. Get somebody with a clean slate with no baggage.
Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor.
And with no speaker for more than 2 weeks now, congressional Republicans go back to square one in search of one next week. In Western Maryland, there's a major law enforcement search following the fatal shooting of a circuit court judge. CBS Baltimore's Janae Reese is in Hagerstown.
Authorities are now looking for Pedro Argote in connection to the death of the judge. Deputies say Argote did not have any prior criminal records, but they had been called to his home.
We have responded to the residents for verbal domestic assaults two times within the last few years, but no criminal record that we're aware of.
Albert says Argote was due in court for a divorce-related hearing Thursday, but was not present.
Some movement reported with two of Detroit's big three, but not so much with Ford as the United Auto Workers strike drags on.
The membership is the highest authority in our union. You will always have the final say. Everything we do is in service of building the strength of our membership.
UAW President Sean Fain. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way. Helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Right now, I'm driving to work, but that's not where I'm going. I'm going to more important things. I'm going to visit Papa. I'm going to go out with friends and to an anniversary dinner. And I look out at the big trucks and buses and people walking and think, we're all going somewhere. And we need to work together to share the road and get there safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. You may be aware that online crime is a huge threat. But did you know this problem could be a great career opportunity for you? Cybersecurity experts are in high demand and well paid. You can position yourself for this specialty in months, not years, at My Computer Career, even with no prior IT experience. Learn how you can train for this rewarding career at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never. No. I've never been on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do it.
I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the,
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Where every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 52. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, clear skies. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 53. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday, 53. Monday, 60. Tuesday, For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer, and guest co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Luke Jameson Mathers. Lukester, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and you know, getting caught up this week now that I'm back, and then shaking off the rust and getting behind the board for the ones and twos as well.
But you know, a professional, you never lose it. You always got it right at the old fingertips. You're ready to go. We appreciate Mr. Zommers. Now, here's what I want to note right off the top of the bat on the show. Mr. Zommers was going to take part, at least the show, off today. He is out ill. He did not. He was not able to join you for the town call.
He had a scheduled absence today.
Right.
And that was on the books. We knew
later
that,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He had a scheduled absence, mm-hmm. and he was not feeling the best. So he was going to do what he could. He did not know when we scheduled the absence today would be the final edition of Town Call.
Yes.
But it ended up being that way. And so he was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to produce the show. And then unfortunately, just under the weather and wasn't able to make it. But we appreciate him as our producer for yes. Town Call. And we hope that he's feeling better.
We do. We send him best wishes. But here's the thing. Not only is Mr. Zommers out on the DL list or the, you know, not feeling well list, also our friend and, you know, ongoing contributor Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger NFL player, who normally is in on 1:30 every other Friday. This was his Friday. He also on the DL list, not feeling well today. And as I came in today, it is a picture perfect fall. It may be the last picture perfect fall day of the season with all the leaves brilliant. The sky is blue. The sun is out. It's exactly the type of day that one might come down with, you know, a case of something.
Are you accusing some individuals of playing hooky and not indeed under the weather?
I'm just saying, if I wasn't filling in for Matt Flynn this afternoon, I might not be feeling well either.
I see. I think you may have protested too much, well, Todd.
Maybe, perhaps. But no, we wish all the best to Mr. Zommers. We wish the best to Brady Ewing, and we'll have both of them back next week, and Brady in a couple of weeks here. You brought something up, Luke. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you and to Will Walter for doing just a great job on Town Call the last few months. You know, you guys got kind of, you know, given this show, and I think that there are various reasons that we're not going to get into here beyond both of your controls, why it's not going to happen anymore. But I'm just going to say both of you, you and Will, are professionals. I thought it was a great show. I thought you did as the best job that you possibly could with the cards that you were dealt. I applaud you both. And I hope you keep coming back on our show on Tuesdays or whenever you want. And we're going to try to get Will on as well, because you're both valuable voices in the Civic Media family. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Todd. And you will definitely be hearing more from Will and I still in the future. Just making some changes across the broadcast lineup and just to better improve what we're putting out as the lineup here at Civic Media. And it's a growing... I've told you this since the beginning, Todd. Here at Civic Media, we've got some growing pains. We've got a Herculean task to be able to change the media landscape here in Wisconsin and refresh hometown radio. And I think both myself and Will are very aware of what needs to go into that. And mm-hmm. and so, yeah, there's dynamic changes, and there will be continue to be changes and growing pains throughout the development of this growing radio network. And we're both just... I'm not going to speak for Will, but right. myself, I'm very, very happy that I get to play a role in what we're doing here at Civic Media.
And we're happy to have you continue to play a role as well, both of you. I also want to make it clear, as a completely self-serving point, I had nothing to do with this because people are going to start. Here's the deal. If you've been listening,
Todd's concerned about this, folks. Todd is concerned. I keep trying to just downplay these concerns for him, but he has them nonetheless.
Here's the deal. I started, you know, at Civic just in the mornings on as Charlie Behrens might say, a couple, three stations. And then they said, well, you're going to go network wide. I said, that's fantastic. And they said, you're going to go in the same time slot as Dueling Tangents.
And Tom Hartman.
And I got a lot of flack that I canceled Dueling Tangents, which I had nothing to do with. It's a great program. You and Brian are fantastic. If it would have been up to me, it would still be going. I had nothing to do with it. And so they put me in one to three. Fantastic. I'm happy to be here. And now they're moving us on Monday. We're going into the old town call slot. We'll be on from noon until 2. Once again, I am going to be accused of kicking Luke out of his on, and I just want people to know.
Nobody's accusing you. You're thinking of yourself. We had calls after
the last time this happened. I'm sure we'll get calls again.
That's okay. They'll find me still doing random tangents on Tuesday afternoons and in various time slots. So, you know, therefore, I try to at least...
I just want to make it clear for the record on the air, I'm a friend of Luke Mathers and Will Walter. I'm a friend of their products and what they do. And I have nothing to do with these schedules. I just come in and I'm told what to do and I try to do it. You know, they say you're going to be on at noon today and maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully there's nothing else like that.
You never know. I just try to come in, you know, whenever the coach puts me in the lineup, I just try to make contact and put the ball in play.
We're playing baseball now? Okay. All right. I did not bring my mitt today, Todd. Well, I did not bring my mitt.
Well, you brought your newsy hat and microphone. We're going to get into this after the break. Here's what's going on. There has been another round of votes for Speaker of the House. We'll let you know how that did. And why is one of Wisconsin's own Republicans, he literally has left the ranch outside the country. We'll come back and talk about it after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, we're still in the 1 o'clock times. I'm getting it all
We haven't changed
up.
That on you quite yet.
Not quite. Luke Mathers, guest co-host on the board, in for Mr. Zommers as well. Happy to have him along. So lots of news to get to today. We're going to get to, and we will talk Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin at Illinois, down to take on the Berts of Champaign tomorrow afternoon. Big game, quite frankly, for both teams. But Wisconsin wants to have any hope to stay in the race for the Western Division, which is pitiful in and amongst itself. They have to win this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Todd.
I know, right? But the good news is, then we have a great on-air team, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, and you can hear that game. It streams across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app. Just download it on either your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, into the search bar. Comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it and listen to the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow as they will stream on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and a couple other stations, right, Luke? That it's not coming to mind, but Wisconsin Rapids, I believe, is also one of them.
Yeah, Rapids, mm-hmm. LAK, Amory. There you go. And I believe that's all of them.
There you go.
But there's I was so good at keeping the alphabet soup in my head, and then we added, I think, one too many stations, and it's a little harder. It's a little bit more jumbled these days.
Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, all carrying the Badgers. Just click on one of those on your Civic Media app if you can't listen over the air, and you can stream the Badgers taking on Illinois. Luke and I will talk more about that later on this show. Also, breaking news on out of the court systems as Trump co-defendant in the Georgia 2020 election case, Kenneth Chesbrough has pleaded guilty, if I guess grammatically correct. That could have huge implications on Trump moving forward. But Luke, I want to start off this segment with the news out of both the House of Representatives, but also right here in the state of Wisconsin. Earlier this afternoon, or at least kind of over the noon hour, the Republican caucus, supposedly being led by Jim Jordan, decided to move forward with a third round of voting to fill the speaker's chair after Republicans led by Matt Gaetz decided to vacate the speaker's chair. Republicans still can't get their act together, so they took a third vote a little while ago, and Jim Jordan, Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, lost by an even bigger margin in the third round.
Really? How many did he lose by this time?
Jordan got 194 votes versus
the wrong direction.
Versus 200 in the first round, 199 in the second.
So he lost another 5 votes?
Lost another 5 votes. Non-Jordan GOP votes were 20 in the first round, 22 in the second round, 25 in this past round earlier today. All 210 Democrats present today voted for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader. So that's where we sit right now. And apparently, looking at different reporters on Twitter, the House conference just took a secret vote. Jim Jordan took him back into caucus. And here's the thing. It's gotten so contentious, apparently, that several reporters outside of the caucus room in the Capitol moments ago said that they're playing white noise in order for reporters not to hear the yelling on the other side of the door. They're playing white noise in the hallway because it's gotten that bad.
What if the shouting? Well, okay, so it's just in the hallway.
Right.
It's not I was going to say, if they're playing white noise in the room to try to make it harder,
wouldn't that
make the shouting in the room louder?
No, okay. No. And now John Brajanan, I believe that's how they pronounce it, the co-founder from Punch Bowl News and confirmed by other reporters as well. Of course, these things always get leaked in caucus from caucus, right? So now, apparently, the secret ballot in caucus moments ago, Jordan lost 112 to 86.
So there's 194 Republican representatives that voted for Jordan on the floor on the third ballot this morning. And only 112 support him in a...
86. Or 112 to 86 is what he lost by.
So
there are more than 100 R's there are just basically chickens when they cast their vote in public. So 112 people voted against Jordan in caucus. Only 86 people voted for him on a secret ballot. Which just goes to show that in public that they're even more scared not to vote for Jim Jordan.
Well, there's forces outside in public when they know who your names are, Todd, that there are shows. There are cable television shows that are sending out emails saying we are going to primary you if you don't vote for Jordan, and then there's threats going about now. For
those that are listening, you say, well, Luke's just making this up.
No, this isn't hyperbole.
This is real.
There are real threats against families of congressmen and women that are not getting in line, I guess, is the way that it would be seen by the individuals making these threats. And that's political violence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is, and we've talked about it on this show before, this violence toward, any violence, I don't care which side of the aisle it's towards, any physical violence, terrible. And we've called that out on this show. And predominantly, that has come from Trump himself and the MAGA Trumpism cult. And now this is being even further advanced. As Luke said, there is verified evidence that producers of Sean Hannity have sent emails and phone calls to Republican members of Congress not voting for Jordan, threatening them, you'll never be back on the show. We're going to come after you on the air. And now it's gone a step further where we have verified reports of spouses of Republican congressmen and women who are not voting for Jordan on the floor, and they now are getting threatening phone calls of physical violence against them their children to be stalked. This is where we are in the Republican Party right now in America. And I never thought, as someone who spent almost 30 years in the party and left in 2011, I never thought I would see this from any political party in America. This type of physical threats of violence, if you don't. This is the kind of stuff happens in Russia, in banana republics. And now it's come to the United States Congress. You would think that any congressperson worth his or her salt would be there, especially if you're in the majority party, the Republican Party. You would think that you would want to be there with your team. You know, when I was in the legislature, you always heard this from the Republican caucus. Staff were asked this. Members of the legislature were asked this. The phrase was, you're on the team, right? You're on the team. In other words, you're not gonna flinch, right? You're with us. Well, one person that continually likes to brag about their military prowess. I never served, but I spent about 5 years working on military issues for a former Wisconsin congressman. And one of the things I always appreciate about the military community is this mantra of leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. You stick with your team, your brothers and sisters in arms, in battle and in peace. I deeply respect that mantra. Loyalty to me means a lot. But here you have someone who likes to brag about being a Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. And according to reporting today from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea, doing a great job, Derek Van Orden has left Washington, D.C. Not just Washington, D.C. He's left the country. Derek Van Orden got on a plane, and remember, you and I are paying for this. This is a government-paid, taxpayer-paid junket. He's gotten on a plane and gone to Israel because he claims that he wants to be on the ground and he can do a better job than the Biden administration and the president of the United States himself in getting accurate information. I'm not making this up.
So he's doing his own research on the...
That's what he claims.
Israel-Palestine.
That's okay. What he claims.
Okay.
Now, perhaps the best response to this I've seen so far today. There's somebody on Twitter who goes by the handle The Wisconsin Idea. I don't know if this person is, you know, I have no idea. They claim to be a progressive. I for these purposes, I don't care. But stop the presses on this one. I thought this was fantastic on the Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Thank you, Craig Ferguson, for that.
Are you going to hand out Twix candy bars for Halloween? I feel like you
absolutely have to.
I feel like you have to.
If Craig Ferguson comes on this show, I'll buy everybody here a bag of Twix. We're going to try to get him. But on Twitter today, in response to Derek Van, this story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of Derek Van Orden going to Israel, they responded by saying, quote, the people of Israel have suffered enough. I thought that was fantastic. I mean, you don't need to have Derek Van Orden, I mean, join the mess. I mean, think about this. For those of us who were alive during 9/11, there was enough going on. I mean, President Bush himself waited, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 days before he went because he's like, they got enough to do. Well, most presidents, Obama's done it, you know, Biden's done it, Bush did it, whoever. You wait until the locals have things under control before you insert yourself because it's a big deal to have a presidential visit. And actually, it's kind of a big deal when a congressperson travels, especially internationally. And now Derek Van Orden inserts himself into this. And now they have to kowtow around him and show him around and everything because, you know, he's a United States congressperson.
Is this solo or is he doing it as a...
Yes, it's not part of a group. He's doing it as a solo thing. He's lost his marbles. I mean, this is so far off. And you know who's calling this out? Scott Fitzgerald on the Trump train, was fellow Wisconsin Republican congressperson, and toxic Tom Tiffany also a congressperson. These Tiffany and Fitzgerald are about as right as you can go. And even they are calling out Derek Van Orden today, saying, what's going on with this guy? We're trying to elect a speaker. And he goes on taxpayer money and takes a trip to Israel because the president of the United States, apparently, and Anthony Blinken, the secretary of state, apparently they're not qualified enough in Derek Van Orden's eyes. So, no, Derek Van Orden will go and do this. I've never seen anything like this before. As someone who was a part of planning congressional trips, as a part of someone who is planning military trips, who's done this before, this is highly unusual and completely self-serving. And it's bizarre. We're going to come back. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more, including your calls. Luke Mathers on the board. I'm Todd Allball, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Hey, Dad. How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 52. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, clear skies. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 53. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday and Tuesday, 53. Monday, 60. Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 45.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time is now 33 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, October 20th. Todd Hallball, along with Mr. Luke Mathers on the board, also guest hosting as well, talking about what's happening in Washington, D.C. Things are moving quickly. We're going to update you on that in just a moment. Take your phone calls as well, so stand by. But as one of the great things about Civic Media being a statewide network, we have people across the state. Luke Mathers, you have some breaking news, particularly for our listeners on the tap up in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire.
Yeah, we have an alert sent out to Chippewa, Wisconsin. Civil authorities have issued a shelter-in-place warning for Chippewa beginning at 1:21 p.m. this afternoon and ending at 3:21 p.m. as for everybody in our CFW listening area. There's an active law enforcement incident. Residents should shelter in place, and a notice will be sent when issue is resolved. That is from authorities in Chippewa, Wisconsin.
And Luke, do we know yet, does that affect Chippewa Falls proper or the whole Chippewa Falls Eau Claire area, or do we know that yet?
I do not know that information yet. Is the issue for Chippewa, Wisconsin, so I don't know if it is a wider than that, but as of right now, that is what authorities are sharing.
So particularly the Chippewa Falls area, shelter-in-place order from authorities. Our news team, including Luke Mathers and here at Civic Media, will maintain vigilance and bring you any new information should it become available. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Thank you to Chuck as well here at Civic Media. Things are happening fast and furious out in Washington, D.C. Reports now that after this humiliating secret ballot, at first he lost a third round on the House floor to be Speaker, Jim Jordan did. And the vote, he had only 194 votes, so he lost even more votes on the floor. Then they went into a secret caucus. I shouldn't say secret, a closed caucus.
Closed door.
And took a secret ballot vote. Mm-hmm. So you don't know who was, you know, where the votes came from. And on the secret ballot in the closed caucus, it's being reported that Jordan lost 112-86, which shows that when people vote the way they really feel, he's even in worse trouble. Now reports are that Jim Jordan is saying he is out. He's not going to continue running. This guy, Austin Scott from Georgia, may be in. Just a complete no-name. It is chaos in the House of Representatives right now. So we're going to continue to follow this. And, of course, as we were saying, Derek Van Orden, the Republican from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, basically the western side of the state, took a powder. He hopped on a plane and went to Israel. Off the text line, WRCE in Richland Center, Robert asks, can congressmen schedule any trip they want, or is there someone or some agency that needs to approve trips that will be using taxpayer dollars, unquote. Based on my experience, having worked for a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin for about 5 years, and again, he left office in January of 99. So perhaps things have changed in 20 years. I don't know, but I think they're still basically the same. Any member of Congress, as long as they could justify it, you know, to the House Speaker, they have a budget. So you're given a budget for both your Washington and your district offices. It's up to the congressperson how they use those funds. And so your travel comes out of that. Now, if you can justify it as official travel, particularly military, and you have to go. So to answer the question directly, Robert, congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople do not have to get any approval to use their travel dollars. That's up to them. And then if they wanted to do a military junket or trip like Derek Van Orten's on, then you have to basically go through the military channels and you know, get military sign off. But I never knew of or saw a sitting congressperson from the majority party who happens to be a veteran. To have them get denied that travel would be very rare. So whether he took a military flight or whether he's taking a private flight and taxpayer dollars are paying for it, I don't know. But no, it's a, you know, as they say, it's a pretty good gig being a congressperson. I mean, what's the salary up to? $250,000, something like that, I think.
I think it's 174 for it's 174 for a standard congressman. Right. But when you, I think the $200,000 is Speaker of the House. That number was thrown around when they're talking about how it's pretty nice job that nobody seems can land in D.C. right now.
Right.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries is really close. He keeps getting 212. Right.
Hakeem Jeffries is very close.
Hakeem Jeffries threw all of these three ballots this week. Closest one.
But my point is, we're going to go into, there's a whole nother part of this that's very odd and quite frankly dangerous to American diplomacy with Derek Van Orten taking off suddenly and going to Israel. And again, his Republican colleagues from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, are calling him out with the press on this. It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene and Eau Claire, in all seriousness, please stay safe, my friends. There is a shelter-in-place order for the Chippewa area. We're not exactly sure how far the circumference or area of that shelter-in-place order is, but be careful, Gene. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm on the opposite side than toward Chippewa, but I have family in Chippewa that I'm going to call after I'm done on the phone here. I have to, you know, having worked now, retired, a long time, in the mental health field, this guy needs a definitely immediate emergency assessment on what the devil's going on with him. Because this isn't normal. Mm-hmm. You know, he has those outbursts all the time. He's, you know, he lost his daughter. I don't think he's mentally fit to be going on a trip over there. I think that this is, you know, really an emergency. I hope somebody pays attention to this and gets a hold of this guy, because he's so explosive anyway that this is frightening, because he has no business doing that type of thing. It's like he's having delusions of grandeur, or he's being called in. I don't know. Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yes, I mean he makes. I don't know what his record is, but according to the reporting from Lawrence Andrea at or Andrea from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Van Orten claims that he was a Navy SEAL for 26 years, I believe. And whether that was all active duty or whatever, I don't know. But Gene, I think you make a really important point, because I know sometimes we've done it. You know, we make light of things or try to look through things with a lens of humor to a certain degree. But I agree with you that I hope that whoever is around Derek Van Orten, I hope he's okay. Because I in all seriousness, without making fun of anybody, I think there are serious issues here with this guy. And I hope somebody is watching out for him. And I agree that it appears right now this guy is just not fit to serve.
And I wonder when he started to lose it. Do you know Cheeseboro?
Yes.
Guilty?
Yes, we talked about that a little earlier.
Know, I mean, Wisconsin is, I hope our attorney general wakes up here, because we need immediate action and we need justice in our state. This is, you know, honest to goodness, you know, I've watched our country for years live. You know, Dems and Republicans, you know, would disagree on stuff, and then they get mad at each other and all this kind of stuff, you know, but eventually they'd meet in the middle. But I have never seen the hatred toward the liberals. I have never seen that in my life, and it's just, it's alarming to me. And it's alarming to me that these people like Trump and his associates, you know, like O'Bannon, you know, being over during Brexit, you know, and being over in that area, you know, when they had some issues with following people on, was it Facebook, you know, where they were getting information and stuff like that. I mean, and he's been in other countries, too. And then the association with, you know, our NRA and Russia. I mean, this stuff is alarming to me, because where there has been conflict, there has been associates of Trump. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's, to me, people really need to pay attention. And then, you know, to keep on pushing that Trump won the election, and right. and thank God some of those people are coming out. I'm so thankful for them, you know, surviving yep. the threats and saying no to Jim Jordan. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Yes. So thank you for all the information, guys. You're doing a great job. We're really lucky to have you there. Keep up the great work. And thank you. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it. Stick around for a Matt Flynn Direct. I'm filling in for him today. Matt's taking a little vacation himself. And so I'm as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club, I have been tapped to sit into the... It's a beautiful chair. But it has this leather chair. It's like a wingback chair.
I don't think it's an unofficial. I think you're officially the president of the Matt Flynn Direct fan club. What makes it unofficial, Todd?
Well, I don't have any sort of a card or...
All right, you know, I'm going to get you a plaque.
It's
going to be a plaque.
You know what I want? I want a notary to put the seal on it.
All right, fine. Notarized plaque coming your way.
But all seriousness, I'm Matt, and this guy, just to show you how smart Matt Flynn is, he picked the most gorgeous, beautiful day of the fall. He and his lovely bride, I believe, are taking a little fall trip in Wisconsin today, and just to see the colors, and he nailed it.
It's a good day to do that.
Right?
He's a wise man.
And you know why?
He's seen a couple falls here in Wisconsin.
He's seen a couple of falls, and you know, just like fascism, autumn creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't happen all at once. The leaves start turning little by little, and it kind of goes from northern Wisconsin to southern Wisconsin. Autumn creeps in like little cat's feet. Join us at 3 o'clock. Lots to talk about your calls as well on Matt Flynn Direct a little bit later this afternoon. But Gene and Eau Claire raises some great points there. And again, I'll read a couple of these tweets here, these Twitters. And yes, I mean, again, I don't want to say I'm innocent in this. We've had a little bit of fun with Derek Van Orten, but this is just going a little over the top. From WMDX, it would appear that Derek Van Orten's Nietzsche experience would only qualify him to yell at teenagers during his Middle Eastern trip. And also from WMDX as well, Wes from Middleton says, do you think that Derek Van Orten is going to get mean drunk, allegedly, and cuss at the Israeli intelligence folks like he did ours? What an absolute embarrassment, unquote. And again, here's why I think this is weird. And you guys, you know, call in and let me know what you think of this. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.